A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun Vav, Psachim 56a, pagination page 111. On the facing page, we learned that there were six things that the people of Yericho did. Three of them were objected to by the Chachamim, and three were found acceptable. And our Gemara lists off, similarly, six things that Chizkiyah, the great king of Israel, did, three of which Chazal agreed with, and three of which they objected. Let's begin from the second line from the top, at the end of a line. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shisha Devarim Asa Chizkiyah HaMelech. There's six things that Chizkiyah HaMelech did. Ashlosha hodu lo, on three of them they agreed. Ashlosha lo hodu lo, and on three of them they objected. Girer atzmos aviv al mita shel chavalim, he buried his father, who was a rasha, in a disrespectful manner. The process, the entourage, was done disrespectfully, not the conventional coffin. Vahodu lo, and they agreed, because he wanted to make a statement that people should not emulate his father. They should understand that his father, even though he's be given honor of a state funeral, but he's not a person that we want to emulate, not an intrinsic honor. Kites nechasha nechoshes vahodulo. He smashed the copper icon of a snake, which Moshe made, listed in Parshas Chukas. And they agreed with him, because at that point people started worshipping it. Gines Sefer Refuos Vahodulo, and he hid the book of Refuos, what to do during an illness, and it worked. So he hid that book, people should not have access to it, and they agreed with him. His reasoning was because people did not benefit from the illness in a spiritual way, they were not humbled, they just did the refuah, and that was it. They didn't get any message from it, and therefore he hid it, and they agreed. Valshlosha lo hodu lo, there are three things he did which they did not agree. Kitzes dalsa shalhecho v'shigran l'malach asher v'lo hodu lo. Chizkiyah, as listed, as described in Malachim Beis, wanted to show subservience to the king of Ashur, so he sent him the doors of the Heichal, and Chazal did not agree because he should have been strong in his faith that Hashem would protect. Sasa megichon ho'elyon v'lo hodu lo. Likewise, he stuffed up a water source so that the enemy would not gain control of it if they entered the city. And again, they did not agree with him because he was supposed to have faith that Hashem would protect and he doesn't have to start closing down the city in anticipation of a breach. Iber nisen benisen v'lo hodu lo, and also he did an adjustment on the Jewish calendar, which Chazal felt was too late to make the adjustment. You could only make the adjustment while it's definitively the month of Adar. Once it enters what's attributed to Nisan, you can't make that adjustment anymore. Let's skip down to a piece that describes the six that started off our discussion, the six mentioned in the Mishnah regarding the people of Yericho, that they did six things, three were agreed upon, and three there was dissent. So we're towards the middle of a line, about 10 lines into the wide. There's a two dots before, two dots after. Korchin es Shema, they did something unusual regarding Shema. Hechi Avdi, what is it that they did, the Gemara asks. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Omrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Alakeinu Hashem Echad. They said Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk of Shema. V'lai hayu mafsikin. And they didn't pause. What's the purpose of the pause? So Rashi points out because Shema Yisrael is an acceptance upon me, the Jew, of Hashem's rulership. The next pasuk, Ve'ahavta, is a command of what I should do as a result. So I accept Hashem, and then I make a statement what Hashem asked of me to do. Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, you should love your God. They did not pause in between. They just did a one long run-on sentence. And that's a lack of kavana. You're not appreciating what it is that these words are. You're just reciting the words without paying attention. Rava Amar Mafsikin, they did separate between Shema and Ve'ahavta. Ela Shehayu Omrim, but the way they read the paragraph of Shema, at a certain point there was supposed to be a pause and they were not doing it. The pasuk says that Hashem commanded us today on our hearts. And the point of it is that every day Hashem commands us, that it's relevant. And today means today. Even as I'm saying it, I recognize that Hashem commanded it. But they would do, Shehayu Omrim, Hayom al Levavecha. Today He's commanding me on my heart. D'mashma Hayom al Levavecha v'lo mochar al Levavecha, that had an inference of the way they ran the words together, that it's today that there's a commandment on your heart and not tomorrow. The correct way, again, is to recognize Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that Hashem is commanding you today, and that's the way it is, today, every day, al levavecha, and it should remain dear to you in your heart. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara continues with another insight regarding this discussion of the Anshe Yericho and the way they said Shema. Ketzed hayu korchen es Shema, what did they do that joined Shema? Omrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'lo hayu mafsikin divrei Rav Meir. The first opinion is they didn't pause, like we said. Rabbi Yehuda omer mafsikin hayu. They did pause. Ela shelo hayu omrim baruch shem kvod machaseh li'olam va'ed. But they didn't say baruch shem kvod machaseh li'olam va'ed, which is the pasuk that we generally say quietly after Shema. So we learned a lot over here. We learned, number one, there's supposed to be a pause between Shema Yisrael and Ve'ahavta in our attitude, in the way we're thinking. We learned that there's supposed to be a pause, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Levavecha, to recognize that the commandments are today, and they should be on your heart, and every day is the today. And we also learned that there's a concept of saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machaseh Le'olam Va'ed, even though those words are not in the Torah, in Parshas Vo'eschanon, where the Parsha of Shema appears, that statement is not there, but we're supposed to insert it, and the people of Yericho, according to Rabbi Yehuda, were not inserting it. Says the Gemara, the million-dollar question, Va'anan Maitayma Amrinan Le, why do we say it if it's not in Shema? Kiddarish Reb Shimon ben Lakish, as Reish Lakish explained, Vayikra Yaakov el Bana Vayomer, Yaakov gathered his children and wanted to tell them the end of days, V'nistalka mimenu Shechina, the beginning of the line, and the Shechina left him. Omar, he thought, maybe it's because one of the children isn't worthy, like Avram, who had Yishmael and Yitzchak had Esav. And this concept was on everyone's mind. That's partially why the Shevatim took Yosef's elitism, or whatever you want to describe his success and leadership as. They took it very personally because they thought he was trying to exclude them. Just as Yishmael was out and Esav was out, maybe they're out. Amru lo banav, his children responded, no, on the contrary, there's a bonding here, there's a universal perspective. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, listen Yisrael, one of the names of Yaakov, right? The other name of Yaakov. Hashem, that's yours, is also ours. Ve'osa sha'a, the beginning of the next line. Pasach Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu opened up the Omar, and he declared, Baruch Shem Kvod Machaseh Le'olam Va'ed, blessed is the name of Hashem's glorious kingdom forever and ever. So that is an important concept. So they said Shema, and he responded Baruch Shem. So every day when we say Shema, we also insert Baruch Shem. So the Gemara describes it as a dialogue. They were wondering, should we put Baruch Shem in? Moshe didn't say it when he said Chumash. Should we ignore it? Yaakov said it. So what should we do? They decided we would say it b'chashai, we would say it quietly, hiddenly. There's another medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in heaven, so he experienced the Malachim saying Baruch Shem. He recognized it as a tremendous praise to Hashem. So he wanted Klal Yisrael to say it, but he didn't want to say it openly so as not to invoke the jealousy of the Malachim. So he actually recommended it, and this is all one reason, according to some Mefarshim, that Baruch Shem exists, but we don't want to say it openly. Except for Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, when we're considered similar to Malachim, then we have the boldness, the willingness to recite Baruch Shem aloud. Yashar Koach, have a great day.